For someone who wrote as prolifically as Jack London did, there is surprisingly little in his work that is directly autobiographical. But there is one book, John Barleycorn, in which he reveals his personal struggle with alcoholism. So when Philip Littell set out to write the script, or libretto, for Everyman Jack, a new opera based on London's life, he turned to John Barleycorn as a primary source material.
It's the only memoir he ever wrote, and he cast it as an alcoholic memoir. It is a confession of his drinking all through his life, from the age of 5. I take it to be completely factual. He has no reason to lie.
Translating that memoir into theatrical terms, Littell drew on the preface and envisioned an emotionally charged night in which the author confronts his difficulty with drink in a long, painful conversation with his wife.
A man getting increasingly drunk, trying to explain alcohol, his relationship to it, and his past, his entire life, to his wife. At a point in their marriage where their marriage is not so hot, the night goes from bad to worse, and she has to make a decision whether he's worth staying with.
The starting point for that conversation was an election that had just been held, and Charmian London asks her husband how he voted.
He said, "I voted for women's suffrage. If they get the vote, they'll vote for prohibition." And she said, "Well, I thought you were John Barleycorn's best friend. I thought you liked to drink." And he says, "It's a horrible problem." And he spent that night drinking and telling her why. And I imagined what a hell that must have been. And I have my play.
Although Littell dismisses any suggestion that his research for Everyman Jack involved any serious scholarship around Jack London, the librettist says he did read a considerable sampling of the writer's published works with mixed reactions.
I picked and I chose and I threw books across the room when I thought they were bad. And then at a certain point I went, "God, he's a really bad writer." And then I picked up Call of the Wild again and I went, "No, he's a really, really great writer." The difference in quality is, to me, one of the great signs of the trouble he was in.
In opera, the libretto's words serve as the framework upon which the music is built. For Everyman Jack, that music was provided by Libby Larson, a highly regarded contemporary American composer, and Littell is thrilled with it.
I think it's beautiful. I think it's really playful. I think it's terrifying music at times. I think it's music you can hang on to, and it's also music that's going to lose you and disorient you. It's music that takes you into the state of drunkenness. It's dramatic, and I think it's extremely fresh. I like Libby's music a lot.
The staging for the opera's world premiere this weekend is also in some ways unconventional. Littell says it employs techniques more common to improvisational theater.
Using a very fluid stage, using 6 singing actors to role play 35-plus characters to tell a story. It's storytelling theater. It's really not groundbreaking, but it might be unusual for opera audiences. But, you know, opera audiences are also movie audiences. They're theater audiences. They don't exist in a vacuum.
Sonoma City Opera, which commissioned the work, presented 5 performances of Everyman Jack at Sonoma State's Person Theater in November 2006. It has yet to receive a second staging. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.